you look through the team, there's captains all amongst them, Tom, and every man's a leader in their own right. So I suppose I'm just a man, there's the coin toss, and I left the trophy at the end of the day, I suppose. But it's a great honour to captain these lads, yeah.
Came into the game today as raging hot favourites, and I suppose lived up to that billing, especially early on.
I know we were probably on the papers and all, but we kind of looked through Glenty's team, and they've been winning stuff like ourselves up through the age groups at minor level, and they beat a fancy Ballyshannon team, and then Glenfinn beat Dunlow, and they beat a fancy Glenfinn team then. So we knew coming in they had goals in them. They scored a lot of goals there last week, and seen there today they were very dangerous in the goals. So we were just, I suppose we just controlled the game. It wasn't a classic like last year's game. It was, I suppose we just had to grind it out, and luckily enough we got the scores at the right time. And
yeah, got off to a great start, I suppose, and didn't let it all unravel.
That was it. I suppose we did get off to start and planned out exactly how we wanted to do it. We kind of kept it tight, and I think it was a 5 minute lapse that they just got two goals, Tom, and we just got in at half time. We said we can't let that happen again, and sure, straight from the kickoff they nearly got a goal chance. So it just shows you Glenty's were dangerous in the attack, but it was just that 5 laps before, probably 50 minutes through the game, we lost concentration, but lucky enough we regained it again.
Back to back Donegal now, came close in Ulster last year. That has to be a target now.
Of course, Tom, the target. We were very disappointed with last year, the way things planned out. We had a lot of injuries going up against the Waddy Grahams. Like, we still drew in normal time, we just lost out in extra time. So hopefully this year now we can get the lads fully, just every man injury free, Tom, and you never know where we can go. Like, it was a plan after last year. We were very disappointed what happened last year, but we always knew that just game by game in Donegal, and now hopefully we can do it in Ulster now this year, Tom. Yeah.
Well, Tom, congratulations. Back-to-back titles, big victory.
Yeah, back-to-back titles, Tom, and it's fantastic for the club and for this bunch of players. You know, we were on the go for the last 10 years, and, you know, we won a lot of finals, but today was another one and a hard one, and fair play to Glenty's. They never lie down, and, you know, they're a very dangerous side, you know, on the counter-attack.
Yeah, because you got off to a great start and you got those goals, and you looked to be in a great position, and but you could never fully realise. Could you?
Oh, we could never, and you know, we made a couple of mistakes and they punished us, you know, giving the ball away, and you know, that's you know, they got inside us, and they got two goals, and we lost control, but thankfully we got on top again in the middle of the first half around midfield with Michal Carroll and Gavin McBride kicking some great scores for us, you know, and that settled us again, Tom.
Some big performances. Keen Mulligan, 3 goals. Gavin McBride, very, very effective at full forward. Michal Carroll looked like a man among boys out there at the time today.
Yeah, well, Carroll, everybody knows the talent Carroll has, and hopefully now Declan will give him a role in the Donegal team going forward, and he's a fantastic player, and he should be one of the leaders on the Donegal team going forward in the next 10 years, Tom.
Yeah, obviously Darragh O'Boyle, Niamh O'Boyle, you know, the list is endless, all brilliant players.
Yeah, they're all great players, but they work hard, and they have a great attitude, and you know, they're always out training, and you know, thanks to all the county team managers as well that helped us as well, and all the club coaches that helped as well down through the years, you know, Declan Boner and Sean Paul Barrett as well, and all them boys, you know.
Heading for Ulster now, you know, came so close last year, obviously is that a target now?
Well, last year was a great learning curve for this group of players. You know, we got beat by Glenn Mahara in the semi-final, and you know, that was a great learning curve for these bunch of players. So, you know, we'll go back now and have a look at it and train and prepare for that Ulster club in January.